Okay. So yesterday, Akin Chanu spoke also about some aspects of mindfulness that are, or he called them empathy, you know, related to mindfulness. And these parts of mindfulness, empathy, you know, they are called kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. So, and these are, in Buddhist terms, they are called the Brahma-viharas. And just the term Brahma-viharas, vihara is a dwelling place. So these are really kind of, in a sense, places where we want to go and we want to maybe stay as long as we can. So I would like to talk a little bit about metta, and then I will guide a metta meditation in a, probably, which is a very traditional way. But it's also a quite easy way maybe to remember, or easy way to get into this kind of practice, I think. So the word metta actually comes from the word mitta. And mitta means friend. And many years ago, or maybe not so many years ago, metta was usually translated as loving kindness. And I think for some people that can really get a lot of resistance going, you know, because it feels very big. But when we consider that the word mitta really means friend, then it is really more about being friendly, befriending things, friendliness. And I think this is a lot of teachers translate it nowadays in this way. So metta is translated as friendliness. Or sometimes also, which is also a very good term, as goodwill. You know, because some people might be afraid now we have to feel an awful lot. But really, we can also be kind and show some goodwill without having the big feelings inside us. So there's still, even if there's a difficult situation or we are unsure, there's still something we can have the intention, we can still incline our mind to kind of be, show some goodwill or show some friendliness. So, and this is really what it is about. So in a sense, it's not about feeling, although feeling might come up. And probably if you do this practice for a long period of time, you will start to feel and sense something differently inside you, but it's not the essence of that. And why do we want to practice these Brahma-viharas? You know, our six senses, and remember the sixth sense organ, this is the mind. You know, constantly the six sense organs touch the world, and the world touches us. And this kind of touching or this kind of relationship is constantly actually colored by something. When we kind of think about mindfulness sometimes, we can have this idea that we have a neutrality which we kind of try to achieve, you know, a neutral or a way without judgment that we look into the world. And we also kind of usually use the term non-judgmental. But really, our mind is always shaped by something. There's always some, usually we call them mental factors, and it's not so important, but there is not necessarily something which is just bare awareness. There is always something which will color our experience to a certain degree. And in that sense, because it is colored, we might as well color it with something which is kind of kind or compassionate or just relating in a warm way to the world. So this is really what we're also trying to do. There's also a simile for the Brahma-viharas, which is kind of, it's like a garden. And if it is a garden, then metta is actually, it's the fertile ground, the fertile soil out of which all of the other Brahma-viharas are growing. So it's really kind of the base, maybe, or something from which it is easier to move towards the other Brahma-viharas. Metta is also considered a guardian against difficult emotions, and it is a it helps with ill will. So if we're experiencing something which is difficult or we feel some aversion, you know, before when we practice metta, when we practice friendliness, this actually can help us in maybe relating to this in a different way. When this is said, I should also say once, for example, anger has arisen, you know, once we're in the full of the emotion, then we should not put metta on top, yeah? Then we should probably work with something differently, with its equanimity or with compassion towards the other person. It shouldn't be like we're putting a layer of sugar on something which is really, really difficult. That is not the point of the practice. But it is an antidote, it is a preventative, maybe, you know, towards difficult emotions. What I also want to say is because we're practicing so much here to kind of be present and, you know, not losing touch of the present moment. And one way is to remember, to practice our mindfulness, but another way is kind of when we look at something with kind eyes, yeah, when we give ourselves the time to look at something kindly, we actually automatically become present. So metta is also maybe something that can help us to become present. For some, maybe an easier way to access present moment awareness. And it has also been, there's been some research, and it has also been proven if you practice kindness or compassion, you know, your brain actually changes and you'll probably experience more peace. You experience more positive mind states. So really there's something changes in our brains, in our neural network that actually has a very positive effect on us when we practice this. But really the point for me is to be, again, to be in the world in a different way, to be able to relate to experiences, to people, to ourselves. I mean, sometimes we are so judgmental of what is happening inside us, to relate to all this which is happening to us, which we meet with our sense organs in a very different way, in a very open and kind way. I'd like to read a little. It's not a poem. It's something which a practitioner, Ram Dass, has passed away. But he said about. Shouldn't move too much. So he said about relating to other people. When you go out into the woods and you look at trees, you see all these different trees. And some of them are bent, and some of them are straight, and some of them are evergreen, and some of them are whatever. And you look at the tree and you allow it. You see why it is the way it is. You sort of understand that it didn't get enough light, and so it turned that way. And you don't get all emotional about it. You just allow it. You appreciate the tree. The minute you get near humans, you lose all that. And you are constantly saying, you're to this, or I'm to this. That judgment mind comes in. And so I practice turning people into trees, which means appreciating them just the way they are. So maybe sometimes when you experience something difficult, you can just have that image in your mind. Okay. So I'm going to guide a meditation, which is in several stages. And we'll start with a person that is kind of considered a benefactor, a person that is unconditionally supporting us. So maybe you want to think about someone. And then we'll move on to ourselves. For some people that is easy, for some people that can be quite challenging. Then we move on to a good friend. Then what is called a neutral person. And what is a neutral person? That is maybe a person we see at times, somebody sitting at the till in the supermarket or a bus driver. You know, sometimes we recognize but don't have a personal relationship towards. And then we move on to a difficult person. And please do not choose an arch enemy. maybe someone you have just a little difficulty for the time being, but you actually have some good connection. So you do not tap into something where it might be difficult to find your way back out. Okay. So please find a comfortable position. And I will say, I will use some phrases. And for some people, phrases are useful. For others, they aren't. So please just be with me for the time being. And when you practice this by yourself, you can play around if this is useful or if it is not needed for you. Okay? So again, just settling into your posture, making contact, feeling the contact with the chair or with the cushion. Get a sense of that you're being supported, that you're being held by Mother Earth, connected to Mother Earth. And maybe you want to scan your body and see if there's a place that feels at ease, light, warm, something that is slightly pleasant, a place where you can return to. And when you have found a place that feels slightly pleasant, maybe you can place your awareness just a little more into that, lean into that. Find it as a resting place. And maybe, if it is possible for you, you can maybe allow the pleasantness to spread a little bit. Just make it a little bit larger. And then I'd like to invite you to call into mind a person that you would consider a benefactor, somebody who is unconditionally supporting you. No matter what is happening in your life, that person is here as a support. And maybe it's possible for you to get an image, a face, maybe the eyes. Eyes that are looking at you with kindness, friendliness. And if it is helpful, then you can use the phrases, may you be safe and protected. May you be at ease. May you be well and healthy. And if it is helpful, you can repeat the phrases, not as mantras, but just to remind you of your intention, of your goodwill, of your friendliness. And if there are other phrases that are more easily for you, more natural, please feel free to use them. May you be safe and protected. May you be at ease. May you be well and healthy. And now let go of that image, and if there are too many thoughts, maybe you want to return to your place in your body that feels pleasant, find some stability. And now I'd like to invite you to think of yourself. Maybe the way you're here, sitting, or whatever feels easiest for you. Looking at yourself with kind eyes. May I feel safe and protected. May I feel at ease. May I feel well and healthy. May I feel safe and protected. May I feel at ease. May I feel well and healthy. So again, I'd like to invite you to let go of the image of yourself and maybe just place your awareness on your body, on a pleasant place. Find some peace, some stability. And then I'd like you to think of a good friend. Somebody who is close to you, important to you. And maybe you can see the face and the eyes looking at each other. May you be safe and protected. May you be at ease. May you be well and healthy. May you be safe and protected. May you be at ease. May you feel well and healthy. And again, let go of that image and come back to your body. Try and see if there is some pleasantness you can lean into. And then I'd like you to think of a neutral person, somebody you have seen but have no personal relationship with. So maybe a bus driver or a person in the supermarket, a neighbor you don't really know. And see if you can extend your goodwill also to that person. May you be safe and protected. May you be at ease. May you be well and healthy. May you be safe and protected. May you be at ease. May you be well and healthy. And again, I'd like you to let go of that image. Find a resting place. Returning to your body. And now calling to mind a difficult person, somebody you just currently must maybe have a difficulty with. To not choose someone too difficult. And also that person. There is friendliness, there is goodwill. May you be safe and protected. May you be at ease. May you be well and healthy. May you be safe and protected. May you be at ease. May you be well and healthy. now try and let go of the difficult person. If that was a challenge, just try to find back to your body, back to your pleasant place. Try and find some stability, some peacefulness. And now I'd like you to invite to try and send goodwill, friendliness to all living beings, to everybody in this room and everybody outside this room, maybe even further, beings in other galaxies we don't know of. And like Ram Dass said, some people and some beings had good conditions to grow, some were less fortunate, and therefore not acting in ways that are helpful. But still, we try to send friendliness and goodwill. May all beings be safe and protected. May all beings be at ease. May all beings be well and healthy. And may all beings find peace. May all beings be safe and protected. May all beings be at ease. May all beings be well and healthy. And may they all find peace. May all beings with whom we are inseparably interconnected be happy and free. May there be peace in the world and in the entire universe. And may we all together complete the spiritual journey. Thank you very much. I have a little announcement because today starts the mindful movement at 4:45. I just would like people to make them aware that it will be half an hour mostly standing. So if you'd like to participate, but it's difficult to stand for half an hour, maybe you would like to take a chair with you. I mean, also people with some difficulty, there are some movements you're able to do, and it will be just some exercises that just relieve the body a little bit, and then some Qigong. Okay, thank you very much. And that's downstairs. Sorry, that is in the, would you call it the yoga room, I think? I'm not sure. What do you call the room? The walking room. Downstairs in the walking room. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.